This is Michael Love. In the upcoming interview, Jim Layton speaks with Mike McCoo, President and CEO of TellMe. TellMe is a new service that allows persons in the United States to call a toll-free number and listen to the latest news, sports, weather, traffic, movies, TV, and much more. Persons in the U.S. can call 1-800-555-TEL-8355. The first 2 minutes of this interview were lost due to technical problems. Jim began by asking where the idea of TellMe came from. Mike McCoo said that he originally worked for Microsoft and helped in the development of some of the first Internet Explorer web browsers. He also felt that the phone could reach even more people. It is the first system of its magnitude that can handle as many callers as it does, with the most accurate speech recognition currently available to date. And no longer is it required that you sign up for the service. Just call in from any phone in the United States. We begin with Mike McCoo's response to Jim's question as to how does TellMe stand out from its competitors and what will make it last.
We knew that very early on that if we were going to release this thing, it had to be very high quality. We didn't want to just rush it out the door just to get out to market first. We wanted to build something that we knew when people called, they would love it. They would, you know, feel like it was really good offering. It's still not, voice recognition is still not perfect yet, and it'll be a while before it does get to be super, super reliable. But it's definitely at the point now where it's a convenience to most people. Most people are able to use it just fine, and, we're going to continue to make it better and better.
Now, with phone portals, new ones cropping up each and every day, what is TellMe doing to stay ahead of the pack?
Well, most importantly, we're focused on building a service that people absolutely love to call. That is the number one thing we need to do to stay ahead of the pack. And that's definitely something that so far we think we've got a service that people absolutely love to call. They really enjoy it, and they get the information that they want very quickly. And in addition, it's not just about information. They're able to get connected to anybody once they get the information that they want. So, for example, they can call up and they can say taxi, and they can get connected to a taxi service in the local area. And we actually place the phone call for them for free.
Right.
So this is almost like the beginning of free directory assistance.
Mm-hmm. Now, also with the phone portals out there, I have seen recently a thing called Net Echo. Are you familiar with that?
I'm sorry, which was that?
Net Echo out of San Jose?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
They're claiming that somewhere in the next maybe 6 months to a year that you could surf the web using your home phone. Do you see that as something coming up soon? And if so, how does TellMe want to play in that?
Well, what we do is we don't think that surfing the web, literally on the phone, is something that anybody really wants to do. The web is designed for somebody who is sitting in front of a desktop computer, and somebody sitting at home or at work. It's fundamentally designed, all of the applications have been designed that way, the interface has been designed that way, and you can't just make that experience work on the phone, literally, on a one-for-one basis. But what you can do, which is what we focused on, is provide a way to have all of the best benefits of the internet, being able to get the lowest airfare, find a stock quote, or be able to find a really good restaurant and see a Zagat review and then connect to it. Those are things that we've tried to provide. So many of the same things that you can do on the internet, but done in a different way, with a different emphasis, because you're in a different context when you're calling from a phone. You want the information quickly. You don't want to you don't want to type in a URL. You don't want to have to say URL. You don't want to have to deal with all the complexities of the internet. You just want the information you want right away. You don't want 5,000 search results when you say pizza, right? You just want a pizza. So we don't think that making the net work directly on the phone through voice is the right approach. It's really using the internet as a behind-the-scenes engine to leverage the things that people need every day in their sort of their everyday routines, and provide those things in a very efficient way. So when you call TellMe, you literally are on the internet. You're using the internet. You're browsing the internet, but you don't feel like that. You don't. It's all that complexity isn't there. It's just focused on the key things that you do, every day.
But they were talking about searching from site to site using a phone, and I was kind of wondering how that would all come about.
Yeah, that's just not going to work. We've seen other companies that are doing that, and we just think that, you know, the last thing you want to do is call up a phone number and say www.yahoo.com and then, you know, have the Yahoo page read to you using a computer-synthesized voice. It's just not useful. What is useful is to be able to call up Tell Me and say, you know, taxi, and get connected to a local taxi. You know, that's useful. And that's really, you know, also a lot of the applications that are on the Internet aren't really applicable to somebody who's calling on the telephone. And vice versa, a lot of the applications that you'll see on the phone aren't really applicable to a desktop computing environment. So it's a different context. It's a different, you know, that has some similar uses, but also lots of different uses.
Let's talk about a couple of things, and then we'll let you demonstrate Tell Me for us. I want to talk about generating revenue. Other than those little drop-ins that we hear in the categories, how on earth are you staying solvent and afloat these days, Mike?
Well, the way we make money is, you know, what we do as a business is we connect consumers and businesses on the telephone network using voice recognition and the Internet as the enabling technology. And so the way we make money is we go to companies that would like to build a telephone presence on Tell Me and be able to automate a lot of what they do on the phone today. And, you know, if you look at how much it costs today to build a phone application, it's very expensive. Even if you're just like a ski resort and you want to have, you know, a ski report that updates, you know, the snow conditions for a mountain, you have to go run out and buy a $60,000 Nortel box. You have to hire special programmers to program that, and you need to, you know, constantly keep it up to date using very proprietary technology that has nothing to do with the Internet. And if you want to tie it into the Internet, you basically can't. And that's all using touch tone. You can't use speech recognition and so on. If you wanted to do something that used speech recognition and tied in with the Internet, then you're talking about spending almost millions of dollars and spending a lot of time and energy to try to build something. So there's no easy way to build these things until we came along. So companies can now build an application on the phone that is voice recognition based, uses the Internet, ties in with the company's existing Internet infrastructure, and then also has a is completely outsourced. It, you know, the companies don't have to buy hardware and software and have all these incoming phone lines. They can just build their application and host it on our network, and we'll worry about all the complex things. And instead of having to run out and buy millions of dollars in hardware, they just pay us a permanent fee. So that's how we make money. And then, you know, to the extent that somebody buys something on Tell Me, which you'll see in the coming months, we'll get a percentage of the transaction. Mm-hmm. And those are the primary ways that we generate revenue. It's a very good business.
Another issue I wanted to raise with you is the issue of demographics. When someone calls and uses Tell Me, what kind of demographic information is generated and what's done with that?
Well, we get much of the same kind of demographic information that a website would get or that a phone company would get. So what we try to do is keep that information very private and confidential.
That was the issue I was going to.
Exactly. We're very focused on that and making sure that, you know, this information is protected so that, you know, it's people aren't worried about it being, you know, disclosed to other parties. And that's something that, you know, we are very serious about, and it's very similar to what we've done or to what Amazon has done or Yahoo has done with their websites.
So let's dial this up and let's hear from Tell Me, sir.
Okay, great. I will. So I'm going to just call it. I'm going to conference it in. And all I'm going to do here is call the 800 number. It's 800-555-TELL. Anybody can call it from any telephone. It's totally free. You don't need to sign up for it. Just call the number.
Hi, welcome to Tell Me. If you're new to Tell Me, say help. Or stay tuned for all the keywords you can say. Tell Me menu. Your favorite stocks are available 24 hours a day. Just say, tell me more.
Stock quotes.
Tell Me stock quotes. Brought to you by E-Trade.
When you're done here, say, tell me menu.
Say a company name or type a ticker symbol followed by pound.
Microsoft.
Microsoft Corporation.
15/16 to 71 and 9/16.
There's news related to this company. Say company news to find out more.
Company news.
I found two stories on Microsoft Corporation. You can interrupt at any time by saying next or previous. Say stop to exit company news.
Home internet usage has reached critical mass in the U.S. in July. According to a report released Monday night by Nielsen Net Ratings, 52% of Americans get online at home now. That's a total of 144 million web surfers in American homes in July.
Tell me menu.
Sports.
Time is precious. Stop wasting it searching for travel arrangements. I didn't
sports.
It's Tell Me Sports, nothing but the good stuff. Brought to you by Centerbeam, the team to tackle your technology issues.
When you're done here, say Tell Me Menu.
This is Mark Vandretti for Tell Me Sports. Say the name of a sport or say, Tell Me My Choices.
Baseball.
Baseball. Say American League, say National League, or say a team name.
The White Sox.
Yesterday, the White Sox were beat by the Devil Rays 11-4. For more about this game, say, Tell Me More.
Tell Me More.
Post-game wrap-up. Say stop to interrupt this report.
This is the Chicago White Sox report. Tampa Bay's 10 and Sturts, of course, started the season with the Sox, well, Monday night.
Stop. Tell Me Menu.
Tell Me Menu.
Traffic.
Say a city and state. Enter a zip code.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois.
Say stop to cancel this report.
I'm downtown the Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown, 28 minutes, 18 in from the junction. Downtown out to O'Hare, 25. The Edens, 23. Lake Cook to the junction, back out at 20. Inbound Eisenhower, heavy from Mannheim, most of the way to Austin.
Calling menu.
Up to date is that?
It's up to date. It's we update it roughly every 6 minutes or so.
Wow.
During rush hours and, you know, sort of standard driving hours.
Right.
At night we don't do the traffic right now, but we'll soon do traffic 24 hours a day for every major town in the United States.
My wife wants to know on the soap operas, how come you don't have one life to live?
Okay.
Well, we'll try to add that one.
You have a question for Mike?
Yes, I do. With the Cardinals, I had the sports on just like you did, and then it asked for Tell Me More. I did that, and then when it went to more details, it brought me back to the menu, and it wouldn't let me hear more details.
You just go back to, bunch you back out into sports, and you just say baseball and start over, and it fixes the problem.
If we don't understand what you said, sometimes we have to, you have to try it a couple times in order for it to work. And that's because speech recognition is, you know, at a point where it works pretty well, but it doesn't always work.
I was informed that in situations where they ask your Social Security number, that by law you don't have to give that. Is that true?
We only ask for a phone number. And the reason why we ask for a phone number is to be able to identify a unique person who's calling. And we think that that's a really good just way to identify someone. So you can give us a home number or a cell phone number or a work number, and that's the way that we are able to give you a user ID that you can log into the system with. You don't even need to do that. If you want to just use Tell Me without logging in, you can just call the 800 number and never give us any information. So it's up to you. The reason why we ask for a phone number is so that you can personalize Tell Me and get your favorite sports, your favorite stock quotes, and other customization that you can do on Tell Me. We also allow you to do a free 2-minute call. So you can call up Tell Me and say phone booth, and then you can place a free call to anywhere in the United States for free for up to 2 minutes. And you need, in order to do that, you need to give us the phone number that you're calling from, as well as your own special personal password, your PIN. And you can create any PIN that you want, and then from that point forward, you can call up Tell Me, and you can use phone booths for as much as you'd like, and you can also go and customize your own stocks. And pretty soon, we'll have sports and news and weather and traffic all customizable, so that you can call up Tell Me and just say, "Tell me my favorites," and then you'll hear your news, your stocks, your weather, your sports, your horoscope, etc. It's almost like your own personalized radio broadcast.
The 2-minute free call that's sponsored by AT&T. We had some questions, concerns about possible slamming. Can you speak to that?
To pay for the 2-minute call, we have AT&T advertising in the phone booth application, so that they're able to basically help pay for the cost of that 2-minute call for us and for the people who are calling. Now, the only thing that AT&T does is just tells you a little bit about AT&T, the fact that they have low long distance and that you might want to sign up. But by using Phone Boost, you're not signing up for any AT&T offer, or you're not opening yourself up to any additional marketing from AT&T.
I enjoyed telling me. I mean, the problem I had with it, I'll say, like, Fraser, Colorado, and they'll say, Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Never even heard of the town.
Oh, Wheat Ridge is actually where I was born. What we can do is, if you know the zip code for the city, maybe you can look it up. You'll be able to just type in the zip code and be able to get to that city. Is it for weather?
Weather.
A lot of times they'll give you the nearest city that what you're asking for.
Right.
Like when I wanted to do Smithton, New York, they gave you a city that was close to it because they didn't have Smithton. What's new for Tell Me, and what's going on with the TV listings?
TV listings is actually something that we're working on. It's something that we do think will be available probably toward the end of the year, maybe early next year.
Mike, if someone wanted to talk with you and ask you some other questions, how would they get a hold of you?
Probably the best thing to do is to send me email at mikem@tellme.com. The main number here is 650-930-9000.
Mike, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in and talking with us about Tell Me.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.